Title: Top Loop Timing Against Core Breaks Advanced. Alright, let's get into some advanced drum and bass groove work in Ableton Live. Top Loop Timing Against a Core Break. Here's the big idea. In DNB, your core break is the truth. It's the pocket. It's the body language of the drums. And your top loop is the motion layer. It's the air, the speed, the hypnotic roll. If the top loop is even slightly arguing with the break, you'll feel it as flams, splashy highs, or that weird two drummers at once effect. So in this lesson, we're doing what pros actually do. We're not just snapping things to the grid and calling it groove. We're going to build a timing hierarchy, align macro timing first, then micro timing, then deal with the stuff that pretends to be timing problems like transient conflicts and phase smear. By the end, you'll have two or three timing personalities that all work with the same break, tight and aggressive, loose and rolling, maybe even slightly rushed for urgency, and you'll have a repeatable alignment pass you can knock out in about 10 minutes. Let's set the session up so timing decisions are reliable. Set your tempo somewhere in the DNB zone, 172 to 176, I'll assume 174 BPM. Now go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. This is important. Auto Warp can quietly change the feel before you even start working, and then you're making decisions on a moving target. Set your grid to 16th notes and turn on Fixed Grid, not because we're going to hard quantize, but because we want consistent nudges when we do need them. Create three tracks, an audio track called Drums Core Break, another audio track called Drums TOP Loop, and then a group or bus situation. The easiest. Select the core break and top loop tracks and group them with Command or Control G. That group is basically your drum minimix. Now step 1. Choose and prep your core break. This is your truth groove. Drop a break into drums core break. Could be Amen Style, Think, Funky Drummer, or a modern chopped break. Double click the clip, turn warp on, and start with Complex Pro. Complex Pro tends to preserve the overall shape of full breaks. Later, you might try Beats Mode for sharper transient bite, but Complex Pro is a good first pass. Now this matters a lot. Set 1.1.1 on the actual first downbeat transient, not the beginning of the file. Find the real first hit that feels like the downbeat. Right-click and choose Set 1.1.1 here. Loop it over one bar first. One bar is the stress test. If it feels good for one bar, it usually scales. If it only feels good over two bars, you might be accidentally hiding drift. Listen closely. Don't listen for is it on the grid. Listen for does it feel like it's leaning forward, sitting back, or wobbling. If your snares feel like they're dragging or your hats feel like they rush, then slow down. You may need to adjust the warp or the start point. Bowl here. The break should feel solid and repeat cleanly even with nothing layered on top. Step 2. Choose a top loop that adds motion, not confusion. Pick a top loop that's mostly hats, shakers, rides, little percussion texture. Avoid loops with strong kicks and snares, because you'll double the core break transients and create instant flams. Drag it into drums top loop. Turn warp on, and this time start with Beats Mode. Set Preserve to 1/16, and make sure transients are on. Beats Mode keeps hats crisp and reduces that smeary stretched high end. Set the clip start so it begins on a musical bar start. Again, don't assume the file start is the phrase start. Step 3. Build a quick A/B system so timing problems are obvious immediately. On the core break track, put a utility and pull the gain down about 6 dB. That's just headroom, because we're going to layer stuff and we don't want loudness to trick our judgment. On the top loop track, add an auto filter high pass, 24 dB slope, somewhere around 300 to 600 HE. The point is, remove low junk and low mid thumps that make the groove feel blurry. Then add a utility and pull it down more than you think, like -10 to -14 dB. At first, tops should sit behind the break. If the tops are loud, every tiny timing issue becomes painful and you start fixing problems that are mostly balance problems. Now solo the group, and toggle the top loop track on and off. Here's what you're listening for. Are the hats flaming with the break hats? Does the shaker feel like it pushes ahead of the snare? Do the highs feel washy, like they're floating above the drums instead of belonging to the kit? Extra coach note. Use the snare as your truth clock, not the hats. A lot of breaks have messy hat transients. Your brain will lock onto the snare energy more reliably, especially on beats 2 and 4. So judge whether the tops frame the backbeat correctly. That's the real pocket test. Step 4. Align macro timing first. This is bar and beat alignment, not micro surgery yet. Zoom in. Find the main snare hits in the core break. In DNB feel, that's usually around beat 2 and beat 4, even if the brake is chopped. Now look at where the top loop's main accents live. You're not trying to make every hat transient line up. You're making sure they tell the same bar story. If the loop feels like it starts late or early by an obvious chunk, adjust the clip start first. Don't start dropping warp markers everywhere yet. Clip start is the cleanest fix. Once the phrasing feels aligned, then we choose the timing hierarchy. Step 5. Timing hierarchy. This is a critical concept. In real DNB drums, not everything hits perfectly on the grid. Someone is leading, someone is following, and something is allowed to be rigid. Most of the time, especially for rolling and jungle-adjacent grooves, the break leads and the tops follow. The break is your drummer. The tops are the percussionist reacting to the drummer's pocket. So we'll do that. Break leads, tops follow. Now step 6. Micro timing method 1, track delay. This is the fastest, most reversible, most producer practical move. Open the mixer section and show track delays. In Ableton, you can enable this in the view options. Now on drums top loop, adjust track delay somewhere between minus 15 milliseconds and plus 15 milliseconds. Realistically, most of the magic lives in smaller ranges. If you're doing tighter techie, Euro-ish stuff, you'll often end up around 0 to plus or minus 3 milliseconds. If you're doing rolling, jungle, darker rollers, try pushing the top slightly late, plus 4 to plus 12 milliseconds. Late tops often feel heavier, like the groove has weight. Here's the dialing method. Loop one bar, and move the track delay in 2 millisecond steps at first. You're hunting for a zone. When you hit the right zone, it feels like the break pulls the tops into motion. When you hit the wrong zone, you get unstable hats, obvious flams, or that two drummers arguing feeling. Once you're close, fine-tune in 1 millisecond steps. Now, a quick reality check from the coach corner. Check timing at 2 monitoring levels. Very quiet first. When it's very quiet, you'll hear whether the top loop becomes a separate layer instead of part of one kit. Then briefly listen loudish. Not for long, just enough to reveal tiny flams. Loud makes transient disagreements jump out. Step 7. Micro timing method 2. Groove pool. This is how you make the tops inherit the break swing. Select the core break clip. In clip view, extract the groove. Now open the groove pool and you'll see a groove that represents the break's timing. Drag that extracted groove onto the top loop clip. Not the break. We want the break to stay as the reference. Set the groove amount. Start around 65 to 85% timing. Random should be low, like 0 to 8%. And honestly, even 8 can get messy fast on hats. Velocity can be a touch. 0 to 15%. If the top loop is too static, you can leave groove uncommitted while you're exploring. Commit only when you're sure you want that timing baked in. Teacher tip. After you dial it in on a 1-bar loop, zoom out and audition 8 to 16 bars. Breaks have ghost notes and little variations. If your top loop only feels good on bar 1, that's coincidence, not alignment. The groove has to survive musical time, not just a loop point. Step 8. Micro timing method 3. Warp markers. This is the scalpel. Use warp markers when track delay gets you 90% there, but one or two accents still fight, or when groove pool helps overall but the loop has a couple weird hits. Go into the top loop clip and add warp markers only where needed. Usually the hat accents around beats 2 and 4, or an offbeat that keeps stepping on the snare. Move markers tiny amounts. Think 5 to 20 milliseconds, not whole grid steps. If you overdo this, especially in beats mode, you'll get choppy artifacts or clicks. If that starts happening, either switch warp mode to complex for smoother stretch, or remove markers and go back to track delay plus groove. Less is more. Also, beware warp-induced groove drift. Sometimes switching warp modes changes the envelope, and suddenly something feels earlier or later even if the transient lines up. That's not just timing, that's the sound changing. When that happens, solve it with transient shaping and tail control, not more warp markers. Step 9. Phase and transient control, because timing can be correct and still feel wrong. A huge percentage of timing problems are actually transient conflicts. If your top loop has sharp attacks that collide with the break's hats or snare crack, your ear interprets it as a flam. On the top loop, add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Add some transients, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, but be careful. Too much gets spitty fast. Turn boom off. Tops don't need that. Add saturator with soft clip on. Drive 1 to 3 dB, just to add density and control peaks. Then EQ 8. High pass around 300 to 800 Hz depending on the loop. If it's harsh, a small dip around 6 to 10 kHz. If it needs air, a tiny shelf around 12 kHz, but only if it's not getting splashy. On the core break, You can also use drum buffs with a touch more transients to keep the break snare and hat definition strong. Remember the transient hierarchy. Let the break own the stick hit. Tops are usually the air, the shimmer, the motion. Here's a fast troubleshooting test to separate phase smear from placement. Duplicate the top loop track, put a utility on one, flip polarity, and line them up exactly. If you get strong cancellation, the loop is consistent. If cancellation is weak or constantly changing, the loop likely has modulation, room, chorus Y movement baked in, and it will always read a smeary timing. In that case, high pass more, shorten tails, gate it, or choose a different top. Also, latency reality check. If you've got heavy look-ahead limiters, linear phase EQ, oversampling, stuff like that on your drum group while you're timing, your perception can get weird. Do the alignment pass on a clean chain, then turn the CPU heavy mix tools back on. Now step 10, arrangement moves. Once it's locked, timing becomes an energy tool. One classic approach, duplicate the top loop track into two versions. One is top tight, one is top loose. Set different track delays, maybe plus 1 millisecond for tight and plus 8 milliseconds for loose. You can't automate track delay directly, but you can automate track activator or crossfade them with utility gain automation. Now you can do call and response with pocket. Bars 1 to 4, top slightly late for weight. Bars 5 to 8, bring it tighter for urgency. It's subtle, but in DNB, subtle timing changes feel like the track breathes. Advanced variation idea. Split the top loop into anchor and spray. Duplicate the top loop, anchor version. Gate it or shape it so only the strong hat accents come through. Keep it more centered and align tighter. Spray version. Keep the noisy in-between texture. Push it later, make it quieter and wider. This audio version is shortened for playback.